Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, Shedding Shackles. What a beautiful title. Because that's what we want to do. We want to shed the shackles from the past, which consist of hurt feelings, grudges, unhappy memories, bitterness. Not to mention blocks, learning blocks, blocks against loving people, all kinds of blocks. Going back to childhood trauma. Yes, that's right. Usually going back to childhood trauma. And then there are wrong ideas that we need to shed. You know, wrong ideas are not good. Because, see, a wrong idea can actually ruin your life. And it can even block you from salvation. See, human beings the relationship between a person's soul and its maker is a very, very special and delicate thing, not to be messed with by humans who don't know what they're doing. Okay? And so I think the title Shedding Shackles is very important. See, this is a very interesting point for something that many of you can benefit from hearing. For you, okay, to recover, to get better, to refind your purpose in life, okay, and to find joy, and let go of resentments and things that are really messing everything up. Not to mention, addictions and substance issues and so on. You know what? It will be for you from now on, should you find this discovery path of which I speak. It'll be an unlearning process. See, you don't need to learn more. You've learned too much already. Or at least you don't need to learn anything in the beginning. You've had too much learning. You've had your brains stuffed with facts, figures, and formulas and ideas and other people's opinions. See? Ever since you were a little child. And you've learned through traumas, things that have been inflicted upon you. See, if you were put down as a child or told you were stupid or that you were dumb or that you were clumsy or that you were no good just like your father or that you weren't as good as your brother or you were ungrateful instead of being grateful like your sister and these type of things, see, what... From them, if they were traumas for you, which they undoubtedly were, then you learned the wrong thing. Those ideas became imprinted on your mind, which is not good, you see? So you need to unlearn those. So life will be an unlearning process, a letting go. And what a relief it is. How wonderful just to let it go and start afresh, okay? Let it all go and start afresh. All that baggage. What a blessing that would be. Okay, let's take a call. I have a call that came in from San Francisco, I think. So let's listen to the call. I have a new listener call in line. Let's listen.
Hello, this is Brian from San Francisco calling. I enjoy listening to your program quite a bit, and I have a question. My friend recently asked me to go along to church with them. And I am a believer, but I don't go to church myself because I'm afraid of being pressured once I get there into doing things that I don't have interest in a lot. So on the one hand, I'd like to go along, but on the other hand, I'm somewhat skittish and wondering what thoughts you would have. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great call. Thank you, Brian. That's a good question. You know what I would say? Well, it's going to surprise you. It's going to surprise a lot of people. Listen to this brief message, and then I'll tell you what I would say or what I would do. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Brian called with a question. He said he's been invited by someone to go to church with him, and he's wondering if he should. He said he's a believer, but he's worried that he's going to be pressured if he goes there. He's going to be pressured. Well, the answer is, yeah, you're going to be pressured. That's what they're all about, all these organized groups. See, they want you to join. They want to win you over. They want to prove something, how clever they are, how they can convert other people. And see, and nowadays what they usually use is seduction. See, they seduce you by being nice and talking in nice positive terms and being oh so friendly and oh so helpful and oh so concerned. It's all phony. It's all phony. They want something from you. Yeah, they want to be able to say, hey, I converted that guy, and then they want money. That's what they want. See? So, but that's the ball game, okay? But now that doesn't mean you can't go to church, especially if it's a nice person. Okay, so let's say it's a nice young lady or a nice young man. She invites you to go. Okay, well, okay. Won't do you any harm to go. Okay? Make a good impression on her, okay? Here's the secret. When you get there, just let everything go in one ear and out the other. Okay? Don't resent it. Stay centered. See, it's the resentment that's the factor that can cause the most trouble. Let's talk about it. See, I can go to any church. See, I don't go to church myself. You could say this is my church. My radio programs across the country. Okay? My books. My videos. My audio. See? So, for me, church is like 24/7. I'm always thinking about the spiritual side of life. I had a friend, a very nice man named Jack. I liked Jack. He was a little bit country. Little bit country. And he liked to call it the spiritual side of life. I like that. Well, okay, so I'm always thinking about the spiritual side of life. That's me. And if I start to have a conversation with somebody, well, before long, then something comes, I start talking about what I'm interested in. But I don't go to church. Why would I go to church? See, I worship God every minute when I think of him, when I see his handiwork, when I see the beauty of the trees and the mountains and the blue sky, when I see the turkeys walking down the street. We have turkeys where we live, and they're so fun to watch, and deer. And when I study math, calculus, physics, everything is filled with God's greatness and his goodness and his genius and his creativity. So I don't need to go sit in a building somewhere and have some with the hand of man trying to do something to me. Okay? But it won't do me any harm, though. I could go to church. I could go to any church. You name it. I could go to it and sit there, and it wouldn't bother me a bit. Everything would go in one ear and out the other. And if somebody happened to say something that was useful, I would notice it and take note of it. But I wouldn't. It would be something that I realize for myself. okay? Not because anybody said it or pressured it upon me. So I can learn from anything. But the problem is that a lot of people there, well, they may be well-meaning, but what does it say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. They go home and they pressure their kids to be good, and their kids either conform and lose their character or they rebel, okay, and end up in jail or something out of rebellion. So here's the secret. You know, hear what they have to say, but just don't resent them. That's it. Don't resent them. Don't resent the pressure. Don't resent their secret motive. Don't resent that they try to make you feel like you don't belong. Don't resent any of it. Or don't resent their syrupy sweet niceness when you see it's a ploy. Just observe it, that's all. Stand back, take a mental step back and observe it. Don't resent it, you'll be fine. See, a lot of people get trapped by through resentment. See, something is pressured on them and they resent it, or something is, you know, seductively put in front of them and they resent it. And then the resentment makes them guilty because resentment is wrong. So then they end up accepting it to get rid of the guilt. Or on the other hand, they rebel. See, you've heard the expression to throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's an old expression. Some people have thrown religion out simply because they had a bad experience with one Christian who was not a very good representative of what Christianity is all about. Gandhi once said, when they asked him about Christianity, Gandhi, remember Mahatma Gandhi? He said, well, he said, it sounds good, but he said, I've never met a Christian. See, I've never met, in other words, he never met anybody that really and truly practiced what it was all about. So, yeah, it won't hurt you to go to church. On the other hand, if you don't go, that's fine too. Either way is fine. Just don't resent it. You'll be fine. Stay in your center. Looking for some good videos to watch on the spiritual side of life? Just visit talktoapastor.org. I've got dozens and dozens of interesting and informative video lectures. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. This is the second half of the program. Second half, okay? If you're just joining, I had a caller call in and ask about going to church. He said, hey, when I go to church, I don't want to be pressured. And so someone invited me to go to church, but I'm not sure if I ought to go because I don't want to be pressured. Well, you know what? If you don't want to get pressured, then don't go, because that's what's going to happen. Maybe not at first. Oh, they're very clever. They're going to act really, really nice and oh, so helpful, and oh, so wonderful, and they'll play a very low profile, and they'll be so oh, so clever. They won't be too nosy, and so they want to draw you in. See, but then eventually the pressure will come along. They'll pressure you to study, pressure you to learn, pressure you to say, to make some commitment. See, there will be the pressure you to make a decision. See. What do they call that? Decisionism? That's the latest thing now. See, a long time ago, the churches would pressure people, harshly. Now they're very seductive, but then eventually they pressure you to make a decision. Then they pressure you to give money. They play upon your guilt. You know, it's just the same old ball game, the same old trip thing that's been going on from time immemorial. In the Garden of Eden, remember? Satan was there, pressure, but it was a seductive pressure. See, he had a will. He had a will. But he very cleverly operated through Eve, and he just talked to Adam about how great Adam could be with knowledge. So they're still doing the same thing today. They have a will, and they talk to you about knowledge, Bible knowledge. See, religious knowledge. It's the same old thing, knowledge, see? So, you know, Abraham didn't go to church, or he made an altar. God had him made an altar, but he was told to make a rough altar. See, it was too nice of a looking altar, then the hand of man would be involved. See, there would be something where a person could take pride in what he did. God didn't want him to take to be tempted to take pride. So he told him to make a rough altar. Moses didn't go to church. Well, maybe he did when after he was 80 years old, and you know, then they had sacrifices and so on, and they had things to do. So I guess maybe he had. Then they had a tabernacle. So okay then. But for most of his life, he didn't go to church. He knew in his heart what was right. He followed principle. See, and it led him very slowly. It took 80 years for him to get to the point where he was ready for God to use him. How about people like Enoch and Elijah? See, you didn't see them going to church. They walked with God. See, they walked with God. Who was it that was a friend of God? Was that Noah or was that Elijah? I keep forgetting. Or Enoch, a friend of God. So see, I want to be a friend of God. And if I get too involved with other people and their man-made rules and regulations and traditions. Remember what Jesus said? He said, you make the law of God not by your traditions. See, so if I get involved with them, then there's going to be temptation, see. I know in the Bible it talked about getting together, and the early Christians got together, and there's fellowship and so on. But you know what? It was a different crowd then. It was a more noble crowd. I think it was more uplifting. Now, what do you get? You get song and dance, drums on drums and guitars and organs and pianos and singing and music. See, seduction, that's what it is, seduction. Seducing you to feel gloriously good about yourself for singing and be involved in all this. See? And then what do you get from other people? Temptation. Everybody's judging everybody else. Everybody's judging everybody else. It's nothing but wall-to-wall temptation. You'd be better off just to walk past the door and go out and worship God. Walk with God. Okay? Find God in your heart. Walk with God. Got a comment or a question? Were you touched or moved by something you heard on today's program? Then call our 24/7 listener call-in line. You'll get my voicemail and leave a message anytime, day or night. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hello, this is Roland. Checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. Many people, when they're young, when they're in their teens, when they're kids and when they're in their teens, there's nothing but pressure. Parental pressure to be good, and homework pressure, and performance pressure, and comparison pressure. And then there's a peer pressure, and then there's achievement pressure, and academic pressure, sports pressure, 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 pressure. And a lot of people, you know, they get to be 18, they start taking some college classes, and then eventually they get a job, and you know, for a while, if they're not married already, then they have a little apartment, and it's so nice just to be free from the pressure, to be able to find yourself, to find out who you are, and just to be, to enjoy things without having this constant pressure. Remember when you were a little child, how you enjoyed things? You enjoyed playing and riding your bicycle, and everything was a delight, but they ruined it. They ruined it because they had to always, there was some kind of pressure. And then, you know, the other kind of pressure? Impatience. Impatience. Most parents are impatient with their children. They are. They're impatient. Sometimes they don't even realize it. See? They're impatient. And you know what impatient is? It's a terrible pressure. It's terrible pressure. And so, you know, I went down the list. I don't have to go down the list again. There's so many pressures. Homework pressure, grade pressure, achievement pressure, performance pressure, sex pressure, drug pressure, peer group pressure. See, the parents literally abandoned their children to all of that, put them in the public school, see, and abandoned them to that. And then at home, then they pressure, see, parents pressure. So everywhere there's pressure. So it's so nice when a young person is finally free. God, how wonderful it is to be free of all the pressure and just be. Well, you see? So you know what? True religion is something like that. Something like that. Christ talked about joy. He said, follow me. He said, my burden is light indeed. See, he never pressured anyone. You know how gentle God is. Do you know how he communicates with human beings? No, not through a church. No, not through the Bible. Yes, the Bible is inspired. It is. It was written. It was inspired. The men that wrote it were inspired. It's very good. I love the Bible. I got Bibles everywhere. In my car, I think I got, usually have two Bibles in my car. Bibles in my bedroom and Bibles in the office. I love the Bible, okay? But it's just a book, okay? It's good and it's inspired, but it's a book. You know how God communicates with people? He communicates within, through his inner light, okay? Which you know is conscience, what you know in your heart. It feels like conscience when you stray from it. When you don't stray from it, then it's just a wonderful something to have with you. It's a wordless way of knowing. Okay, it's like intuition. Okay? And God, when, let's say you did something wrong. Let's say you were mean to your brother, or you hated your mom, or you were phony with someone. And then afterwards you sensed that you had done something wrong. How do you sense? You know in your heart. See, so it's a very delicate and gentle pressure. And he never forces himself on anyone. You can reject it. You can reject your conscience, which most people do. You reject the light, which most people do, to the point you don't even know you have an intuition. You don't even have a conscience anymore. You do awful things and don't even think bat an eye over it. But then you have a little bit of anxiety. Okay, well, that's conscience in its least recognizable form. But you see how gentle your conscience has always been. See, God never forces himself on anyone. He gently taps on the door of your mind. Okay? Well, so wouldn't it be nice to come back to God, someone who's gentle and doesn't pressure you? Wouldn't that be nice? It would be. So why don't you see if you could refine the present. Now you're too lost in thinking, lost in thoughts and fantasies and worries. And see, most of these came in through some sort of outside pressure or temptation. See, so you need to find a way to distance yourself from those and stand back from thoughts. You're not lost in it. And be in the present moment. Hear the birds sing and hear the wind in the trees and see the puffy clouds floating by. And then you'll be closer to God, closer to your intuition, closer to you, what you wordlessly know in your heart. My name is Roland. Got stress? Try the new free meditation. It's free. It's easy. Just visit www.thefreemeditation.com. That's thefreemeditation.com. Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Many of you around the country are only getting the 15-minute version. You've got to go to SheddingShackles.com and go to the radio archives. You can listen to the whole 30-minute program. The second half was so good. I mean, it was really, 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 really good, okay? Go to SheddingShackles.com. And if something moved you or touched you on this program, then call our listener call-in line. You can leave a message on the voicemail 24/7. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.